News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, we've talked about a lot today, and if I can get going on it, I got a little bit more to go on. But I got to tell you before I do, Just Love Coffee Cafe. You just heard their ad a moment ago. Listen, do they have great coffee? Absolutely. Do they have great food? Absolutely. Two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison out towards City Hall, the other one on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. But one of the things that you need to know about Just Love Coffee Cafe is that they are way beyond food and beverages, way beyond. They consider themselves to be an environment you want to be, you know, a part of. They consider themselves also to be an organization with a duty to give back to the community. One of the things I love about having them on the team is that they are constantly doing something to support community activities and community efforts. You know, you're going to see Girl Scouts over there selling cookies. You're going to see fundraisers for charities. You're going to see all kinds of things happening because that's part of their shtick, right? That's part of their thing is they believe that their goal is not just to, you know, make great coffee and to make a living doing it. Their goal is to give back to the community. So Just Love Coffee Cafe. Support them because they support you, right? Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison and another on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. All right, the phone lines are open if you want to call in. 866-494-9866. It's 866-494-9866. We've talked about a number of things. We talked about critical race theory. We talked about the sort of the cascading effect of the downfall of the Black Lives Matter critical race theory type, you know, mantras that the left's been using. We talked about things on the Grand Council about politics. We talked about the big tech freakout. So a lot of things have been on the mark today. Phone lines are already opening up. Phone lines are ringing. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Let me go ahead and grab the first one here. Line two, James from Limestone. Hey, James, Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you?
Doing fine. I just noticed you've been calling in about CRT. You tell me what you're against, but I never hear you tell what you're for. I hear
what
a lot of people say they're against it, but they always say they're willing to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly, but they never mention any good. They never mention any bad. Never mention any ugly. I just wonder where you stand on good, bad, and the ugly.
So did you listen to the beginning of the show today, James?
Yeah.
All right. So in my monologue, when I talked about the beauty of this country and the fact that kids are not racist and that by the virtue of where they're born and the fact that this country has stood for so much over time that has been good, that we cannot say that just the things that are bad should be heaped upon the shoulders of the current generation. So you're thinking I didn't say enough good? What are you saying?
Well, you just namely two or three things that's good about slavery.
There's nothing good about slavery. Why would I do that?
Right. That's what I mean. I hear a lot of conservatives, they say the good, the bad, and the ugly. But they never point out the good. They never point out the bad.
Well, when I say the good, but James, when I say the good, the bad, and the ugly, I'm talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly of history in general, not the good, the bad, and the ugly of slavery. There's no good about slavery. There's not.
Correct. Name the bad part of slavery.
James, are we doing quiz time here? I mean, if you got a question for me, ask the question.
Well, that's what I hear conservatives talk about, the good, the bad, and the ugly, but they never mention the good part, they never mention the bad part, and they never mention the ugly part.
Well, how about the ugly part is people that are race baiters and charlatans who go out there and make a living by capitalizing upon other people's fears and just trying to tell the world that we're systemically racist when we're not. The bad part is certainly the fact that there has been racism in society, not just in the United States, but elsewhere, and slavery is awful. And the good part is, like I said earlier, the good part is, hang on, James, but the good part is what I've said multiple times, even today, is that we as a nation have come further than any other nation in doing away with those things and putting laws in effect that don't allow them to happen again, including Alabama, where we were once the capital of the Confederacy, and then we became the cradle of the civil rights movement. So I think there's a lot of good in history that gets, you know, thrown down by people who don't want to pay attention because they want to capitalize upon people's fears and concerns.
Well, they only want to be truthful about the whole part. Don't just tell part of the good part. Tell all of the good part where when people were hung and stuff like that.
There's nothing
it's
good
never
about
taught in the school.
But well, James, I don't think anybody's hiding the fact that lynchings took place, but I'm not sure why you just said the good part about the lynchings. I mean, listen, man, I got three other callers waiting for me. I'm not sure where you're going. The reality is I will always talk about the good side of things, and I don't think there's anything good about slavery. So I'm not sure if you were just miswording that or if you were trying to get me to say something that I'm not going to say. Line three, Clarence from Gurley. Hey, Clarence, Phil Williams on the right side. How you doing?
Hey, man, doing good. How you doing?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
Man, I had called to talk about the migrants, but I was listening to your previous caller, and let me tell you the problem. He's clearly a Democrat, and he can't give you an answer on nothing he says. He just sits there and tries to entrap you.
That's what it was.
That's the problem. You can ask a Democrat what's the good, the bad, and the ugly about Joe Biden. There is no bad. There is no ugly. It's all good about him.
True enough.
That's absolutely frustrating.
And I totally agree with you, man. You had something, though, about migrants in D.C. What was that point?
Yeah, so, you know, the thing with migrants in D.C., and I was listening to, I can't remember his name earlier, but he was saying, you know, he just don't know how people will kind of view the buses. You know, it doesn't really matter. And what I keep trying to tell people is everybody talks about, you know, these people have rights when they get here. No, you don't. You're not an American citizen. You might have human rights, but you don't have rights as an American citizen. And so you're breaking the law, no matter which way you look at it, when you come to America. And it might be time for places like Florida, you know, be your own border patrol. If people want to go down and they want to go into Florida, set up your Florida Highway Patrol at every entrance into Florida.
And I tell you what, too, a few years back when I was in the state Senate, we actually passed a law that said, and I'll paraphrase, but basically it said that, hey, federal government, if you won't enforce your laws, we'll enforce them here in Alabama, and immediately got taken to court. And there's a couple of rulings out there. One was an Arizona case that said that technically the states are not allowed to do that, which is ridiculous to me because all they're doing is enforcing existing law. But nonetheless, that's going to be the legal battle. But right now, I'm just proud that you know, Governor Abbott in Texas is pushing back.
Well, you know, and here's the thing: the federal government, Joe Biden, he don't listen to what anybody else says. So, I mean, it might be time where states take their rights back and say there is separation of the federal government and state, and we're going to rule our state the way that we want to do it. And if we don't, then secession is always on the table.
Well, I hope we don't ever go down that road again, Clarence. I'll be honest with you, but hey, man, thanks for the call. Appreciate you being in the audience. All right, let me go to what's next, Copper Line Four, I guess. Let me go to Line Four, Rita from Huntsville. Hey, Rita, Phil Williams, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What you thinking?
Good. I just wanted to say when Jeff Poore was talking about the migrant situation and with Governor Abbott, everybody I know was yelling at the TV going, it's about time. And they're saying, take the next bus and send it to Delaware to the beach house.
No doubt. Well, that would you'd be sure to have Biden see it then because he's at the beach house every weekend.
Exactly. Well, yes, I agree with your previous caller.
I agree with both of y'all. I think that it's high time, and I think it's resonating well, and I think a lot of people like you and I and the last caller are tired of people just sitting back and just taking it.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't mind seeing the pushback. Absolutely. Hey, Rita, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. All right, let me jump over. I got line one, Will from Athens. Hey, Will, Phil Williams, how you doing today?
Doing great, Mr. Williams. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Mr. Williams, I just listened to your first bullet points talking about the 1619 Project.
Yeah.
And I just so totally disagree, sir. I mean,
with me or with the 1619 Project?
I'd like to share with you. The first is this. The 1619 Project, the assumptions and motivations that you make, I mean, they're just so wrong to me.
Oh, that I make, not the project. Okay.
I think the 1619 Project does something that has way past due in this country, and that's to tell the view of the progeny of slaves like me, our history from the very moment they hit these shores in 1619 to today. I mean, it doesn't change the history of this country. It's the same old Revolutionary War, the War of 1812, and also the Civil War are all represented in the Civil in the 1619 project. What's different is her viewpoint. Why is it wrong for her to have a viewpoint that differs from yours or everybody else?
Nothing's wrong with her having a viewpoint that is different than mine. What is wrong is the attempt by her and others to put this thing into a curriculum and teach it as real history. When, and by the way, they do want to, it's not going to be the same old Revolutionary War. It's not going to be the same old pilgrims arrived at Plymouth Rock. It's not. What they're trying to say is this country wasn't founded when the Declaration of Independence was signed by men who put everything they had on the line to extend the opportunity for freedom to an entire generation and beyond. What they're saying is, no, 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 it all started with slavery. It all ends with slavery. Everything came from slavery. It's all bad. Everything's systemically racist. And that's exactly what the 1619 Project is, an attempt to revise history and put it into schools, because right now the curriculum is being adopted by schools all over this nation in a pure attempt to paint this country as something that is not. A systemically racist nation, sir, which is not.
Sir, the 1619 Project, I love the fact that you mentioned the Declaration of Independence. It wasn't intended for black people. Thomas Jefferson was raping Sally Hemings as he was writing the 1619 Project, wasn't he? I mean, how can you say it's a founding document and a founding principle, but it wasn't applied to everybody?
And let me ask you this. How can you deny that since that time, the idea that all men are created equal has been extended to everyone? Regardless of what was in someone's mind then, it set the stage for where we are now, did it not?
It very much sets the stage. And that's why I acknowledge every day that I live in the greatest country in the world.
Well, then we agree on that.
It's not the perfect country in the world, sir.
And
I, maybe I listen to you often, sir, and maybe it's not you that feels this way, but I listen to you enough to know that those rough side ruffians that often call in your show, they don't very often, not all of them agree with you.
Well, and that's fine. And I'm glad of it.
Those are the people that I encounter every day. Those are the people that I'm worried about, those cops stopping my son. Those are my issues.
Well, and I think, too, though, what you're doing, though, is you're allowing yourself to fall prey to the same fears that the hucksters and the charlatans and the race baiters want you to fall prey to. The idea that because there's a policeman in uniform, he may pull over your son, sure enough. But then again, he may not. So why would you initiate fear? Why would you prey upon fear? And Will, I hate it, man, but we're up against a break. I've got to go to a break, brother. I mean, that's the way the show's got to run. I got team members that pay for an opportunity to have their ad on, so I've got to do it. You call back in some other time, though, and we'll debate. We agree on some. We don't agree on a lot. I think 1619 is a lie. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right, even when they disagree. We'll be right back. To Brian from Huntsville. Brian, we got about 2 minutes, man. Take us home. What you got?
I understand. But as far as history goes and such, as opposed to listening to hearsay and looking at fact, I've read some of the letters from Thomas Jefferson that are still in existence. He was against slavery. He, however, had to obey by state law, which was he inherited his property. And the despicable thing is that slaves were considered property, and he could not release them while he was in debt, because otherwise his debtors would have taken them and sold them. And from all the records, they were in a better place at that time, because he never got out of debt. And despicable institution indeed, but from all the records, he was doing what he could for them based on his indebtedness to the state of Virginia and his creditors. That's it.
Wow.
You have a good
one. All right.
Bye.
Brian, thanks for holding through all that. I appreciate it very much. All right, folks, sorry about the technical difficulties there. Can't explain why that happened, but sometimes things just happen. Hey, listen, I got to tell you, too, real quickly, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, one of our team members. If you're driving home today like a friend of mine did last night and got home and found out his air conditioning was out, you may want some help. And Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, they can be there for you. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. 256, oh gosh, I just lost her number. But anyway, 256 is Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. They service Madison, Huntsville, all the surrounding areas. They can take care of all your HVAC needs, whether it be gas or electric. You can find them linked on our Right Side Radio website, and they are good at what they do. Locally owned at 256. Thank you. I got it now. 225-7311. Apologize for that. All right, folks. Sometimes the stuff just happens, right? It's been a great show, though. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right, even when the tech goes bad. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. We're back here tomorrow. Have a great night.